Hey guys, it's Shannon with iHeartRadio Canada here with Ash. Thank you so much for taking the time. I'm such a fan. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Good. It's a good day. It's a big day.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah. It's beautiful.
How was the show? Did you enjoy it?
Show was good. I'm a little oily. I'm a little sweaty.
Oh, yeah.
From the show.
Yeah.
No, it was so fun. The crowd was, I think, better than I even expected. Like, I knew it was going to be fun, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you really got in there. Like I was saying before, you were barefoot.
Always.
Yeah, always barefoot?
Yeah, on stage. Really, it's not like a brand decision. It's just like I'm less likely to fall on stage if I'm barefoot.
Right.
Because I even slipped. I don't know if you saw
it. No, I didn't.
But I slipped on stage at one point, but my feet just like they just like
gripped
the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only way I make it through.
That's the way to do it. Yeah, you really got around the stage too. You're a very good performer. It's great.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. You really think so?
Yeah, it's okay. I'm so glad I got to catch your show. That's so great.
Thank you.
Also a big day because Shower With My Clothes On came out today.
Yeah, it just came out.
The video just came out as well.
Yeah, literally the song came out at midnight. The song or the video came out at like 10 a.m. So it's all brand new.
Yeah, a lot going on. Can you tell me about the inspiration behind the show, the song?
Yeah, well, it's funny. I'm currently going through a breakup. But I wasn't when I wrote the song.
Oh.
Like, but I think I kind of like wrote it foreshadowing what I knew was about to come.
Oh, I see.
You know how that happens sometimes. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's just one of those songs that makes you feel like you're spinning out of control. And it was cool that we finally got to play it. This is the second time we've ever played it live. We played it last night in Portland, Maine. Mm. And today just felt so incredible and like, yeah, it was really emotional, but it was fun. Yeah. We had a great time.
That's got to be a good way. That's like probably therapeutic to be able to perform it while also feeling those feelings, right?
Yeah, I think it's good. Like, it's like what we're supposed to do as human beings. Like, yes, this is my job and this is what I do for a living. But at the same time, like, this is my life and I'm a human and I'm feeling all these things. And it was sort of a weird experience to be on stage and sort of process those feelings with like an entire audience of thousands of people as I'm singing this new song. That's like what I'm currently going through.
Right.
But yeah, it was emotional, but it was really good.
Yeah. I feel like that's a better way to experience it rather than just like sitting at home by yourself in the shower, maybe with all your clothes on.
With all my clothes on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, the inspiration initially for this song was I don't know if you've ever been violently high before, but I was like, for the first time I took like an edible. Can I say that? Is that fine?
Oh yeah. You can
okay. Can I say that? I'm on radio. And the only thing that would calm me down was to sit in the shower with all my clothes on. And it was the only way to like help me sort of process what I was going through. And so the idea of like when you're going through an insane panic attack, the only thing you can do is to just get in the shower with your clothes on and just like kind of decompress.
So this isn't even like figurative. This is like you literally showered with the clothes on.
Yeah.
That feels so uncomfortable to me. I don't think I could do it.
No. It feels good.
Okay.
You should try
it. I'll try it out.
Try it out.
Next time I'm in the shower with my clothes on, I'll think of you. But speaking of wearing clothes in places that you shouldn't wear clothes, you also got naked in your last music video.
Oh my God.
Did the opposite and took your clothes off.
True.
That's a very vulnerable thing to do on camera. How was that experience?
Well, vulnerable is a good word to use. I use the same sort of director and production crew that I always use, and they're always like so kind and so loving and so respectful. So I knew I could feel really good and comfortable in front of them. But I mean, the world was going to see me take all my clothes off. It was the first time I had ever been in that situation, but I really, like, I knew I wanted to make the statement, and especially, like, taking a look at how society views women and how they approach a woman's body and the way they look at a woman's body, I wanted to make a statement out of that. And I feel like a lot of artists are afraid to go near that subject, and I'm not sure why, but I just was like, let's blow the lid off this thing.
Right.
And it was scary, but it was really good. It was really liberating.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, why do you think that is? Why do you think people are hesitant to even go near that?
I don't know. I think it delves into a territory that, like, a lot of people don't know where to put you. Like, people don't know how to market you, or they don't know how to, like, oh, like, this is her story, and, like, I know how to tell her story. I think in that situation, even with my label and my managers, they were nervous. And I was like, listen, you gotta trust me on this. And all these young women were relating to it, and they were like, oh, like, this is how I feel. And so I think it needed to happen, but it's a scary position to be in. I hope more artists do it, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. Have you ever seen like Yoko Ono's art piece where she does, was it inspired by that at all?
Yeah, it was solely inspired by that.
Okay.
Cut piece.
Yes.
Cut piece by Yoko Ono. I don't want, yeah, I was like, man, which band am I going to break up one day? Like, I want to be her so much.
Yeah.
Who am I going to fall in love with and I'll break up a band?
Right.
But yeah, that piece, like, it's so incredible. And it was completely, we were so inspired by that cut piece video. And we were like, that's got to be the inspiration. And man, I wish she could see it, and I want to know what she thinks of it.
Yeah,
maybe
give it to
I
her.
Don't want to know.
Figure out. You can figure out a way. You're Ash.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Is there a difference between Ash and Ashlyn? Do you feel like those are two different people?
I think they're the same.
Yeah.
They're both versions of me. They're both honest. They're both me. But Ashlyn, I think, is like at the core, just the girl that my mom loves, the girl that she raised, the no filter. I think Ash is who I, you know, you're putting on a, it's exactly who I am, and it's not like putting on a different like face, but it's like it allows me to separate myself in a healthy way from me as a human.
Yeah, maybe like a shield.
Yeah, I think so in a way. And I think that's why my first album, I called it Ashlyn, because I like took down the shield and I was like, this is who I am. But yeah, it gives me sort of just a healthy level of separation between artist and human being.
Right.
I think maybe a little bit.
Then who's Ray?
Ooh, Ray is sexy. She's she's hot. She feels good. She's confident. The Ray era. So Ray is my middle name. Mm. So I've inevitably created a trilogy out of this album.
Yeah,
thing.
Is Wilson the next album after that?
I mean, I think it's going to have
to
be. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to give it away, but it also is. It kind of has to be.
Yeah.
But Ray just feels like this sort of like in between era of like confidence and feeling sexy. I've never felt more confident or sexy in my life. And I'm really just like leaning into that and enjoying it.
Amazing.
You know? Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so good. You can feel it. It's good.
Okay, good.
How is the album like a lot different than last? Just in that way?
I mean, everything I do is really honest, or I want it to be really honest. And every album is like a snapshot of where you are at the time.
Right.
So Ashlyn was exactly where I was at the time. Ray is in this era of me feeling confident and me feeling way more liberated than I've ever felt. Mm. And more free. Yeah. And a little bit less apologetic. This is the most unapologetic I've been in my life, and like I don't really give a, you know,
you can swear.
I can.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. I'll say shit. I don't give a shit what anybody else has to think about me. My opinion of me matters more than anybody else's.
Right.
And that's a hard thing for all of us to like adopt and feel. But I genuinely believe that. And this is the first time in my life that like I want you to like me. We just met. Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
Like, I want you to like me, but ultimately your opinion of me matters less than my opinion of me. And that's a hard thing for us to like come to grips with as people.
Yeah.
So I think that's the Ray era in like a nutshell.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Okay,
do you know that Diane Keaton follows you on Instagram?
Diane Keaton and I are friends.
Okay. This is what I want to know. What the heck?
We're friends.
How are you friends with Diane Keaton?
We, like, slowly over the years, like, she knows I'm a huge fan.
Okay.
And that, like, I've always followed her. She's my idol. It's her and Carole King. That's it.
Amazing.
And she takes the top tier, honestly.
Yeah.
Sorry, Carole. but I just have always been in love with her, and she's always been one of my biggest inspirations. And I think through the grapevine, through multiple different people, have gotten to her and told her about that. And so we had our first phone call.
You did.
We talked on the phone.
What did you talk about?
We talked about music.
Amazing.
And about doing music together.
No way.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I know.
Because like Justin Bieber had Diane Keaton star in his Ghost video. So
I know.
We should get a Diane Keaton Ash. Let's get it going.
I'm going to be honest with you. right now and give you a sneak peek. It's coming.
Is it? Amazing. I love to hear that. That's so good. I want to go back to what we were talking about before that. I got sidetracked by Diane King.
Oh, good.
But do you think that this recent breakup has like added to the confidence that you feel now? Or do you feel like it takes you back a little bit because it's such a like emotional thing to go through?
No, I mean, it's totally adding to the confidence.
Yeah.
Because I broke up with him mm-hmm. knowing that in order to get to the next place I wanted to be in life, I needed to do that alone. And I needed to do that free of someone who I felt was holding me back. And that's kind of savage. And I love him so much. And we're still friends, but it's very much, I'm very much in a place of like, no one else gets to dictate where I'm at in my life. And mm. I knew that moving on and moving away from that relationship was going to open up doors that I had never had opened before.
Yeah.
So it's good. It's adding to the confidence. It makes me sad sometimes. Breakups suck.
Yeah.
Breakups suck no matter what.
Yeah.
But no, it's really good. And I'm so grateful. And I'm low-key falling in love again.
Ah, love it.
Yeah.
That's so great. But I love that you can take the breakups and you put them into music in such a way and with your lyrics that so many people can relate to. And I'm sure it helps so many people deal with their own breakups. So thank you for that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, the divorce alone.
Yeah.
That was like a big
whole thing.
So yeah, we got some kids through stuff there. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to like start writing about falling in love again. Like,
yeah.
I'm like wanting to get to that stage, you know?
Can't wait for that. Falling in love with Diane Keaton.
Yeah, actually, I'm marrying Diane Keaton.
Yeah.
Yeah, the falling in love is actually with my relationship with Diane.
There you go. We got our headline.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Ash, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.